Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Come on.
Quick ask before we get started today. I am working to help people lead happier and more contented lives. My part of that is money. So if you enjoyed today's episode, or if you've enjoyed past episodes, please take a minute and leave a quick review on iTunes. Subscribe. That helps the show climb up the rankings and helps more people find it. So thanks a lot. Yesterday I was clever, so I changed the world. Today I am wise, so I'm changing myself. It's a great quote by Rumi, and I think very, very appropriate today for me, rather. Tomorrow's my birthday, and over the past couple of years, I've taken to reflecting on what I think that I've learned over the past year. And in doing so this year, I think one of the things that really stuck out for me is that I think that I spent really the first 35 years of my life trying to figure out what it was that other people wanted and then trying to give it to them. And while that's certainly a good thing, you know, trying to help people by trying to figure out what it was they wanted, I think it's sort of an incomplete picture, or rather, I also needed to be doing the work on myself and figuring out how it was that I wanted to show up, you know, in my family and the community and for the people I was working with, for clients, and really find my own voice. And that's something I want to encourage you to do as well. Because again, for the longest time, I was not searching for that. And we go through school for obviously this huge chunk of time, you know, essentially from the time we're 4 or 5 years old to the time that we're maybe 22, or if you go to graduate school, well beyond that. And I can pretty honestly say that very, very few times in my career as a student did I really feel like I was doing my work or working to find my voice. And that's, you know, it's kind of a sad thing. And hopefully your experience with school was that you were able to pursue the things that you thought were most important, because I think that that would have been a pretty cool thing to do. Or you could be in sort of my camp where you say, you know, geez, if I could go back and do it again, this is what I would do. These are the areas that I would study. And that's a pretty common thing. I mean, so I'm not bringing forth any crazy new ideas on that one. But again, what I really want to encourage you to do is to actively be working on a daily basis to find what's important to you and really find your own voice. And for me, that manifests in a lot of writing. Technology is great and all, but I find that my greatest thinking is done when I actually put pen to paper. I'm able to cross things out, move them around, stuff like that. So really want to encourage you to be figuring out what is most important to you, what's on your mind, and really thinking about it and finding your voice on that topic. I think that curiosity is such an important thing, and so many important things to be thinking about in the world today. And I know that I've talked about this in the past about critical thinking, but it's really going to the heart of that. It's figuring out what it is you think about certain issues and then actually doing the work to figure that out. And along the way, as you go through this process, you're going to make mistakes. I know that I'm certainly going to make mistakes. And a lot of the time, I celebrate mistakes because that really leads to learning. And it does not seem, or rather, there are chunks of our population right now that don't seem to be really looking at it that way. In fact, quite the opposite. We're almost looking for opportunities to electronically dogpile on one another and to call people out and this whole notion of cancel culture, which is complete nonsense and absolutely running contrary to what I think is most important. Because as you, again, are doing the work and asking the questions and having difficult conversations about things that are important to you and your world, because that's what we're talking about, you're going to step in it every once in a while. You're going to say things that maybe, you know, maybe 5 minutes from now or a week from now, you might look back and you say, you know what? I don't know that I thought that all the way through. I probably shouldn't have said that. Or rather, I need the opportunity to keep having the conversation because now my opinion on it has changed. I've done more thinking. I've learned more, because that's the reality. So as you're going along, as you're finding your voice, as you're having these tough conversations, as you're determining what it is you think about these topics, understand that you're going to make mistakes. And it's important to apologize when it's warranted. As you're going along and you're pursuing what you perceived, what really is just and right, know that mistakes are going to be made. So you need room to be able to do that. So you need to give yourself room to be able to make those mistakes. More important than that, though, or maybe equally important to that, is that we give others room to make those mistakes also. I think maybe that's one of the things that is most troubling to me in today's world, is how we're not giving one another room at all. The opposite. It's like we're looking for opportunities to enrich ourselves by calling out somebody else, by being critical of other people for what they're working on and what they're doing, instead of engaging in a conversation with that person and saying, hey, I see that you said this, or it sounds like you're thinking this way. Can you tell me more about that, or help me understand your perspective on that? It's really quite the opposite, but that's where we need to get back to, is that we need to give one another grace to say, okay, maybe you haven't thought this all the way through, or maybe you're still in the process of learning about this. And I think I think maybe this is on my mind so much right now because I do have two young kids, and what kind of world are they going to grow up in if they don't have an opportunity to make a mistake and not have that haunt them for the rest of their lives? Because is that an environment that you would want people that you care about to grow up in? Is that the environment you want your kids to be growing up in? And I can't imagine that that's true. I just can't imagine at all. So as we go along, we need to take a huge step back and realize that as human beings, we are constantly learning and evolving. And if we're not anymore, well, that's a ridiculous thing. But give people the benefit of the doubt that from this person is coming from a place where they have good intentions. And just because what they're saying or thinking may be different than what I am saying or thinking, that does not mean that I should try to shut them down or cancel them or get them fired or get them in trouble or whatever. I think that we really need to again, take the opposite tact and say, okay, maybe we can have a deeper conversation about this. And maybe I can better understand why it is that you're saying that or thinking that. So appreciate the room that you're giving me to sort of go on a little bit of a tangent today, but I think it's, again, such an important thing to be able to, A, sit down and think about what it is that you believe to be true on things that are most important to you, to then develop an opinion, to find your voice, to be able to accurately express yourself on these issues, and then to engage in civil conversations and civil discourse with other people about these important issues in your life. Because a lot of these important issues are the tough ones. It's politics, it's gender, it's race, it's money, it's all of these things that if we're not going to give one another grace, if we're not going to give each other room to be able to have conversations like this, then I think that we are in big trouble. And finally, the last thing that I want to be is to be vapid. And vapid means unchallenging and unstimulating. Because what's the point of that? You know, I don't want to have boring conversations that don't go anywhere, that aren't challenging. Because that challenging, that stimulation, that's where real growth happens and real change happens. And when you are jumping into the ring and having those conversations, again, you're going to step in it, you're going to make mistakes, but that's all part of learning. So, and frankly, I mean, you owe it to the world to do that. I think that you really owe it to yourself and the world to do the work, to be intentional about finding your voice on these issues, and then to engage in conversations with people that you disagree with, and then to give one another room to be able to disagree. So don't waste the opportunity. Do your part by doing your best. Before I go, quick announcement. I've been asked by so many people over the past couple of years about how do I start a podcast, that I've developed and released a course that will teach you exactly how to do that step by step, from figuring out the kind of show that you want to have to understanding how all the technology works behind it, and then how to get great guests and keep the thing moving and how to grow it. So if you're interested in that, check it out. You can go to georgegrumbacher.com/podcast course and you'll find it there. You can just go to the website. I'll also list that in the notes of the show.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on! Moro Casino!
America's Social Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.